Welcome to the Promises of the Constitution podcast.
Hello, this is Pamela Romney Openshaw here today to talk to you again about the Constitution of the United States. We're going to talk about how do you stay safe in America today? Very interesting things about our police force and our national security and what we need to do as individuals. So the need to be safe in your environment, of course, is a key right that we have as individuals. It's one of our inalienable rights, one of the things that God gave us in order to protect us. And we find that strongly and heavily protected in the Constitution of the United States, beginning, of course, in the preamble with the statement, one of our great goals to provide for the common defense. So this concept of security is something that being our natural right, we have to provide for in our way of creating a life. And so we have delegated to authorities some of our constitutional rights to protect ourselves, delegated them to officials who would then step in and protect us under constitutional systems. But if we look at the Constitution itself, it's very interesting. There are only two safety officers that are constitutionally provided for us. And those two are, you're going to be surprised, the county sheriff and the United States Marshal. They are the only two that the Constitution provides for. The county sheriff is elected by the people, and the U.S. Marshal is a federal office designated. Marshals are selected by the president, but he then stands independent of their action. So both of these individuals, the county sheriff and the federal U.S. Marshal, are designated to act independently to preserve the rights of the people. And so any other authority that's constituted is something that stands outside the Constitution of the United States. And that's a little bit scary. What I want to focus on today is the concept of the sheriff. So it is the sheriff's responsibility to uphold, to defend, to protect, and to serve the people of his county. And so this is an office that we need to watch very carefully, and we need to preserve it. I was unaware of the importance of the sheriff until I began studying the Constitution. When I became aware of what the sheriff was responsible for, I went, whoa, why have I not been paying a lot more attention to this, and why don't we talk about it more in our society? So our system cannot control these two individuals. Well, the people can control it, but the governing system, the federal system, cannot control these two offices because they're elected by the people. Let's take a look at what the Constitution has to say about defending ourselves and being safe. Amendment 2 says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So there's our constitutional right. There are a couple of other places in the Constitution where our right to remain safe is also mentioned. So the National Liberty Alliance gives us some information about county sheriffs, and it makes these two points. There are really two things that the Constitution tells us, that a well-regulated militia is inalienable. It is our right. It is our national God-given right. And number two, that a well-regulated militia is necessary to our security. So in the writing of the Constitution, in Supreme Court decisions that have been made since then, and in laws that have been passed since then, we have entrenched this concept about the county sheriff and the U.S. Marshal. These two constitutional officers owe their allegiance to the people. And specifically under that system, they have the right to call on any man over the age of 15 to assist in preventing civil disorder and preventing the actions of a government gone rogue. And this is something that is very important for us to understand today, because we have a system operating far outside the Constitution, and it is these two officers that give us the opportunity to protect ourselves. So having said this, then, we look at the concept of our other police and ask, are they constitutional? The answer is no. There is no police force outside these two that is appropriately authorized under the Constitution. So anything operating outside the county sheriff and the U.S. Marshal is unlawful. This is an allegiance that has been fostered by our society in general outside the Constitution. And if you look at those police forces, you see that they basically dedicate their allegiance not to the people of the United States, but to the U.S. corporation, this grand and vast thing that we have developed as a system of government that is really a form of a corporation. That's what the police force is dedicated to. And so the progressives in our government, those who are trying desperately to take control and to take away our freedoms, are structuring our circumstances in our society to use the police force against us. And so with the equipment they offer them, the training they offer, the allegiance they require of them, they are turning those police forces slowly and gradually against us as individuals. There is a movement available, I'm delighted to say, called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, CSPOA, that is dedicated to taking us back to constitutional government. And one of the ways it's operating is by going to sheriffs all across the United States, county sheriffs, and saying to them, join us, become part of our organization, understand what your constitutional right is, understand what our system of government says that you can do. And so we want, as individuals, to foster any sheriff that is a part of this CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. It is for your safety in a government that is overstepping its bounds. So all of this really brings us to one of the really key issues, probably as I've toured the country and talked to thousands of people about the Constitution of the United States. I've come to a couple of basic conclusions about our system of government. And one of them is the one I want to share with you now. I consider it actually to be the most basic of all of our rights. And that is that we must get involved. We must speak up. We must demand that the Constitution be followed. We must make our system of government an important part of our lives. Pay attention to it. Listen to it. See what's going on in terms of the government. Remember that we live in a government that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. What does that mean? It means to you that the system of government that we have is about you. It's about you, your spouse, your children, or the others that live with you. This is a system of government designed to make sure that you, the individual, stay safe in what you are doing. If we don't pay attention to the Constitution, if we don't pay attention to our laws, if we don't carefully watch the individuals that we have elected to office and are now responsible to supervise in office, if we don't do that, then basically our rights and our freedoms and our Constitution, the system of law that protects us, is dead. We cannot have a dead system. We must protect that system. It's interesting to me as I read so many writings by people 150, 200 years ago and the like, going back and finding original journals of individuals back in that period of time. I've seen that when the Constitution was first announced, it was a very live, very viable, very exciting and instructive thing to the people at the time that it was released. And they became very involved in it because it was a system that required them to be the actors, them to be the agents that were selecting individuals that would make their laws. And we find that so interestingly in a statement made by Benjamin Franklin. As he walked out of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, he was asked by a woman, "What have you given us?" And he answered and said, "We have given you a republic, if you can keep it." There's the key principle. We have the republic. We've been given a system that allows us to be in charge. All we have to do is take the control, keep the control, watch what's going on, and be motivators in making things happen, the things that could keep us safe. There were checks and balances built into the Constitution to give us the best possible safety. Our founding fathers did everything they knew how to do to teach us what the principles of the Constitution should be, what was involved in really governing ourselves well. Now we just have to follow that, but instead, we have stepped back and we have allowed government to go forward without us. We have individuals in the progressive rank who stepped into our education system 100 years ago and began to change it, began to downgrade the Constitution, began to downgrade the principles coming from the Supreme Court, began to introduce laws that subverted the Constitution. And our children have gone to those schools. I was one of them, of course. I'm a grandmother now, sent my children on to the public school system. Now my grandchildren are going to the public school system. Those three generations and even generations before them were being sadly affected by individuals who were trying to destroy our freedoms. We didn't realize what was happening. We just kept our minds and our mouths shut. When we saw something questionable, we kind of blew past it. We were not acting as of the people, by the people, for the people should. And so we didn't supervise our system of government. And now we're stuck with what we created, and we have to figure out where to go with it from here. So if we look at what has been happening in the United States today and over the last at least 100 years, probably a little bit longer than that, when we have seen crooks and dishonest people step in to take away power from we the people and give it to themselves so that they can control the system of government, we have to know, what can we do? And here is the answer. We must stand for freedom. We must speak up for our freedoms. We have been given so many blessings and powers through this government. We need to look for those who are honorable and put them into office. It's such a tragedy every time we have an election when we see the same people elected over and over again. When we have individuals in our national Congress and in our state Congresses and our legislatures who have been there for a very long period of time, we don't realize that when those individuals stay for a very long period of time, what they're doing is learning the tricks. Many of them, not all, but many are learning the tricks for how to subvert our freedoms and bring power to themselves. I don't mean to criticize all elected officials. I do mean to criticize some of them. And so it's our responsibility to put honorable people in office and then to watch what they do. We need to watch the laws that they're passing. We need to watch their actions. And when they do things we don't like, we need to vote them out of office. This is our system. We should not have requirements for terms in office, to set a limit so that people can only be elected for 2 different terms and then they have to be booted, because then we lose the good people. What we need to do instead is watch what's going on and boot the people that are not doing the things that we ask them to do. We need to go to our councils, to our city councils, our county councils, our state councils. We need to take our children with us. Let's be talking to them about it. Let's watch in the news. Let's follow the laws and see where they're going. And then we need to speak up and talk to other people. Talk in groups. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Get a group organized. Do whatever you can do. Look for groups in your area that are defending freedoms that you find to be particularly interesting. I have people come to me often and say, "What can I do to help defend liberty in my country?" And this is what I tell them. Find the freedom that means the most to you, and then find an organization to defend that freedom, or begin to take your own small actions to preserve that freedom or to restore that freedom. If all of us, or even a good share of us, would begin to do that, we could restore freedom in America. So encourage attention to the Constitution, just not with yourself and with those people around you. But it's not enough just to talk about it, and it's not enough just to put honorable people in office. We've got to understand the Constitution itself. We've got to know what it allows us to do. This document, the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence that that is its foundation. They are such exciting documents. I sit down to read them and I get so excited. And then I find good, viable, solid authors who are giving us good information on that topic. I read that information and I begin to share it with others. And I just, it is so fascinating. I would recommend one more thing to you before I end this podcast, and that is, I want to tell you that you need to know how to defend yourself. We are moving into a world where it might be necessary for you to do that. So find the techniques necessary to defend yourself and teach those techniques to your children and to your spouses. Take it upon yourself to be able to protect your inalienable right, your God-given right, to stay safe, because that is going to be a very key issue coming forward in our future. Remember that we need to defend our culture. We need to defend our way of life. We need to speak up because we are losing this way of life. And so I encourage you to love America and to defend our Constitution. This is podcast number 25, and it is the last in this series of podcasts. It has been my pleasure to join you in these podcasts. I hope that those of you who have listened have learned something and have developed a greater love and a greater strength and peace for the Constitution, and an understanding that by knowing who and what our rights are, we can then preserve those rights. I encourage you to continue to study the Constitution. Please go to our website, promisesofthe.com. And see our materials. My book, Promises of the Constitution, goes into all of the things that I have talked about, almost all of them that I have talked about in this series of podcasts. And then, of course, we have the student workbook that offers questions about each of the short 1.5-page vignettes that I've offered throughout the book. And then there's a resource volume that goes with that to give the answers and a lot of additional discussion materials. In addition, on our website, I have several DVDs that I've created. One of them is called America's Founders, Mentors for Children, not just children, of course, for adults. And then there is also another one called Humanism, Attack on Freedom, that'll give you a lot of information about the enemy. And I have also DVDs on that website that will be of other interest to you. Join us on that website and continue to step forward, defend the Constitution, and speak out in favor of it. Thank you so much for joining us. I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together. Goodbye.
To have Pamela speak to your civic or church group, please call 801-373-0240 or email openshawenterprises@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Promises of the Constitution podcast. Be sure to go to Pam's website, promisesofthe.com, to purchase her books, DVDs, and her online educational courses available to watch on any electronic device.